Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at GardenAmerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
Our number two, thank you, Facebook viewers. Those listening on the radio do appreciate it. Again, 855-424-9825. You want to pick up the phone, call us. John at GardenAmerica.com. Questions, comments, even better on Facebook Live, and already people commenting, Dale commenting on the hummingbird.
The hummingbird red dye.
No red dye, and yes, we are aware of that. And I think for the most part, I think the manufacturers have taken that out, if there ever was red dye in there, 2, 3, 4, whatever red dye we're talking about.
He says it kills them, and when you think about it, it's got dye in the very name.
See? Leave it to John. He thinks of these things.
This is good.
John does think out of the box.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
So, not to dip too much into the podcast that we're going to be taping after the show.
That's
but okay.
It's a good tease. Go right ahead.
For those of you that are interested in listening to our podcast, this morning after our show, we're going to be taping a podcast, and we're going to be talking about gardening zones and what they mean, how to use them,
right?
You know what the zones give you for information when it comes to planting, because people get this idea that zones are the way that they plant, meaning you know, if you know your zone, you know how to plant your garden,
what will live and what won't. Yeah, okay.
But it definitely will tell you what will live and what won't, but it doesn't tell you information about when to plant or you know, seasonality and things like that, like when to plant your annuals, when to plant your vegetables, different things like that. It just tells you what should survive.
And even that, you know, you could probably maybe plant something that does happen to survive in that zone. It's more or less, right, Tiger, kind of a guide for people depending upon where they live in what zone as far as what to plant, what not to plant.
Exactly. And you know, so what we're going to do is we're going to dive deeper into the principles behind the zones. The USDA zone, which is the United States Department of Agriculture, you know, sets up their zones, and they change it. I mean, I think it just recently changed 4 or 5 years ago where they modified it, because it's all based on frost time, freeze times, things like that.
So after the show today, as Tiger mentioned, we're going to be recording that podcast. I will have that up on our podcast page Monday, probably in the morning. So, like Tiger said, we're going to dive deep. And that's exactly what our podcast shows consist of. We do a lot of general conversations here on a radio show for 2 hours. The podcast, we take about maybe 20, 25 minutes, and we dive deep and really get detailed into each and every subject. So, again, download the iHeartMedia app, the radio app, or in the newsletter. You've got to be a subscriber. John puts the link in that newsletter, and it is so easy. You click it. It takes you right to our podcast shows. And to become a subscriber to the newsletter, go to GardenAmerica.com. Right there on our Facebook page, you can click to subscribe. We don't share information either. That's a big thing. In this day and age, in fact, I just had to sign something that Ford Motor Company sent. You know, unless you sign this and say you don't want us to share your information, we're going to share it.
Jeez.
So I said, no, don't share. Don't share. Let me decide that. So we won't do that to you.
Nice.
Since you brought that up, I keep getting on my computer at work a pop-up that says Microsoft wants to access your webcam.
Uh-oh.
It's like, why would I want anybody to access my webcam?
I don't think that
it comes up every day.
Really? Yeah. Does that mean to give you the ability to use it? Why would they? That just sounds fishy to me.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just like, it's just an app thing that it, like you said, like it's either you allow it at that point in time, or if you wanted to use it later on, it would then ask you again. But that is kind of like a general question. Can we use it whenever you want to use it?
Right.
And you don't want to allow that. No. You only want to approve the use of your webcam whenever you.
They know what we're doing
want.
Anyway. They got, you know what? I see people outside my house with binoculars.
Oh.
And they got the FBI's got the technology now that goes right through your walls. And of course, you know the old conspiracy theory about your TV set. If you have a smart TV, you know they're watching you through the TV.
Oh,
a lot to be nervous about these days, Tiger.
Oh, I am very nervous.
A lot to be nervous about.
Because I'm hiding so much.
Exactly. You know what? Yeah. You want to look? Go ahead.
Shout out to our friends Kathy and Hank on Shasta Lake today.
Shasta Lake, hey, and
it's their anniversary.
It is.
Oh, is that right?
Congratulations! Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They had an anniversary dinner with lobster and asparagus. And,
wow.
You know that Kathy.
They
she's
do
a
know how to.
Woman.
They know how to live. Absolutely. And I do hope Hank is feeling better. Hope all is good with Hank and his health. And thank you for checking in on Facebook Live, Kathy. And boy, enjoy your day. What a great time that sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, I was last night at we went out for my wife's dinner, birthday dinner.
Birthday dinner.
And I don't know how it came up, but we were talking about, you know, when the winter rains would start here in San Diego, and we started talking about. The driest place on Earth, and we were supposing that, you know, might be the North or South Pole, like it would never rain there,
right?
But we found an area that's drier than that, and it's the Atacama Desert, and they get less than a millimeter of rain a year.
And where is that located?
Wow. That's in Chile.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought it was in Chile, but you're saying it's in Chile.
Chile.
Okay, all right.
Chile is, there's a lot in Chile, like beans and ground beef. And
so, wow, I would have thought someplace in the Middle East, you know, and it's, or maybe.
This place is so dry that they think from records.
How dry is it?
That they had no rain from like 1560 until 1725.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Like 200 years without.
I'd like
rain.
To know. I'd like to know who is. Is this now?
But what's amazing is when you look at pictures, you can Google.
Is it non-populated area?
Oh, I'm sure.
Not populated, but a lot of desert plants, flowers, and
that have learned how to
cactus and succulents
survive
20 years without water. Jeez,
that's what
well, that
you
would
want.
Have been 200 years.
Well, but I'm just saying in general.
Can you imagine that saying, "Hey, take these home. It doesn't matter if it rains or not; they're going to live."
Yeah. But that's that.
Just make sure you don't overwater these.
That resurrection plant.
That's right. Yeah. The Selaginella.
Yeah, that it's a dried up tumbleweed. Kind of a thing, and then you add water to it, and it comes to life.
And then what is the century plant, John? Is that really bloom once a century? She puts that one big shoot up,
agave.
That one big spike?
Yeah, that's agave. Americana.
Yeah.
And it blooms more often than that, but it depends where you are. The more water it gets, the quicker it will bloom. But usually it's anywhere from, I would say, 15 to 30 years for a bloom.
I had one of those one time in my house in Pacific Beach, and I didn't even know that the landscaper had put it in. And all of a sudden, this shoot came up, and they explained what it was. And I went, century.
When I lived in,
this will be it. Like Halley's Comet.
Did they explain to you that it dies when it's done, too?
Of course not. I had to learn that on my own.
Well, they get pretty big.
They do get big. Yeah, they do.
When I was living in Michigan, I came out here for a friend's wedding, and they had condos in Newport Beach up in the bluffs, and they, you know, I wasn't that familiar with century plants, but I knew a little bit about them, and they put off those pups off to the side, so out along the road or somewhere there was a plant growing, and I pulled one off the side and planted it in their yard, and, you know, they have these little condo backyards up there in Newport Beach, And about 8 years later, they were cussing me out because they had to call someone in to take this plan out.
Well, how do they
They're
know
pretty
you
sharp.
Did it? How did they know it was
oh,
you?
Oh, I told them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just said
I thought you were being sneaky.
Try it.
Well,
we see
even
what
named,
happens.
We even named it. We called it Methuselah. Because it was a century plan.
Yeah.
Was that the first time you've been out here to Southern California?
Was that the first?
Because something motivated you to, besides the cold weather, to move out to this particular area.
I told you why I moved out here, didn't I?
Well,
I was gardening
wise.
Well, I was working for a garden, the world's largest garden center at the time, in the Midwest, Frank's Nursery.
Mm-hmm.
I was working for them, but Pier 1 Imports offered me a job in Fort Worth, Texas, at double what I was making. And, you know, back at that time, they also offered me 3 trips around the world a year as a buyer, and on one of the trips I could take my wife. So I thought, wow, this, you know, really sounds nice.
It's in Texas, though, right?
Double, yeah.
Okay.
Now this is where my wife came into it, because I quit my job and decided we're moving to Texas. And
without consulting her?
No, she was all for
it. Oh, okay, okay.
Well, she was all for me, you know, doubling my salary. But then a month before we were supposed to leave, she said, I'm not moving to Texas. And I said, well, now that I don't have a job, where do you want to move? She goes, I don't care, but I'm not moving to Texas.
She did some research.
And I said, well, what about California? She said, yeah, my mom lives out there. I'll move out there. So called up someone I knew, said, want me to come work for you? And I went to work for the same amount of money Pier 1 was going to give me.
Wow. It was a lot easier to get a
and
job
I've
back then.
Been here ever since.
And we're happy to have you, by the way, in case we haven't mentioned that. It is break time. Questions, comments on Facebook, john@gardenamerica.com. We're going to come right back on this Saturday.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Everything is coming up roses in San Diego from October 25th to 29th. Lance Walheim here, and I'm honored to be the keynote speaker at the National Convention of the American Rose Society. BioAdvance and Heirloom Roses will be co-sponsoring the 18th annual Save the Roses auction, along with the Rose Show, speakers, and festivities of the American Rose Society. So join me at the San Diego Crown Plaza Hotel and Convention Center, and go to GardenAmerica.com and check the homepage for links to registration and event schedule.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone.
Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Oh, the stories we tell during the breaks. My gosh, we'll get back to that after the next break, or during the next break, I should say. By the way, 21 minutes after the hour, you're tuned in, listening, and watching Garden America at 855-424-9825. Questions for John or us, anybody. John@GardenAmerica.com, Facebook Live for all other questions and comments.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, yes, you can.
All right. This question is for John.
All right,
could
John?
You post it on Facebook, please?
Yeah.
Or send me an email.
Yeah. So I planted those tomatoes, remember, in 15 gallons
yeah.
in the spring?
The one the rats ate?
The one the rats ate.
Yeah.
But they're completely refoliated, and they bloomed, and I'm starting to set fruit again. The Bush 506
mm-hmm.
is 6 feet tall.
That's pretty tall for a Bush 506.
That, and, yeah. And that amount of time.
Huh? Yeah. And my other ones are a little bit taller, and they're refoliated, and like I said, they're starting to set fruit again. But they're getting dense. Should I thin them out?
Yeah, especially if you want them to ripen.
Okay. Because I was going to say, it seems like I thought the longer ripening was because of the weather, but I was wondering if I thin them out and gave them a little bit more care, would that increase
yeah,
the
because
the rate.
More of the plant's nutrients will go into the fruit
okay.
rather than to leaves.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm having that problem with mine because I haven't thinned them out.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Gigantic masses you can hardly get by.
Right.
Loaded with fruit. And it's getting too late for tomatoes to set fruit
right.
because they won't set fruit when the temperatures are too cold mm-hmm. at night. But if the fruit's already set, it should ripen unless
yeah,
they get
I was just saying, it seems like it's
weather.
Taking longer to ripen. But
yeah.
but the plant is also massive, and it's got a lot of foliage on it. So I thought that might have been one of the issues that I was having. Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah.
It's that simple. You can do it on Facebook Live. You can email John and hopefully get the answer you're
looking
for.
Or you can come in the studio.
Come into the studio. There you go.
By the way, if you do live in Southern California and you go into your local garden center or home improvement center and you see tomatoes and peppers, please don't waste your time because
no.
you have zero chance of getting a crop
right.
if you plant them now.
Yeah, I don't know why they – well, yeah, we do. I know why they do it.
Because they sell
the
it.
The unsuspecting customer, exactly,
yeah.
you know.
Somebody walks by and says, oh, $2.99 tomato, I'll do that.
That sounds good. I can – you know, I can – but they won't yeah. tell you it's not going to set fruit. You're not
yeah.
going to – it's not this time of year.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of what other plants – yeah, the one thing I get hung up on is the flowers, though, too. The annual flowers that you see during this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
And you realize that they're just going to take them home, and then the one day it gets cold, they just wither away and wilt.
Like marigolds?
Yep. Yeah, marigolds and patience.
Right.
You still see those nowadays. And it's just, we're days away from them dying. because for an impatient, and an impatient specifically too, the grower that grew this grew them in a hothouse.
Sure,
so,
absolutely.
So it's guaranteed these were not grown outside during this time of year. If somebody is buying an, if somebody is selling an impatient at a garden center, it was grown indoors. Okay. And then you take it outside, and the one night that it just gets a little bit cold,
boom,
it melts. Well, it's the weirdest looking thing because it literally melts. Like you feel like,
looks like when you feel like,
what happened? Yeah.
When they need water.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They do that. They kind of
shrivel
just,
up.
They kind of shrivel up. Absolutely.
And there's no coming back. You can water it all you want. There's no coming back.
You know, because I'm moving, you know, we're building a house, I've neglected my property. And normally where I would never have a gopher, or if I did, I would catch it right away. I've now got gophers everywhere because I just have
kind of given up on it. Your interest is kind of waned.
Yeah, I haven't been setting the traps, but my wife pointed out to me that I have to do something. Because, you know, they're in the front lawn. I've got these giant
Well, not only that, but your place has to look good for potential buyers.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, really, you know? I mean,
How many traps, how often do you set a trap?
When I'm taking care
of it. Yeah, when you're taking care of it. Is it like a weekly task? Is it a...
No, I would say that if I'm keeping up with it, I probably catch 3 or 4 gophers a year. And,
oh, okay.
And that's it. I never have a problem.
So once a month if you go out and set traps.
Yeah. But since I haven't done it for well over a year now,
right.
I think the gophers are telling their friends it's okay to come
hey,
in.
John's gone.
John's given up his interest in the lawn here.
I'm not saying there's a gopher caravan out there, but there's a lot invading.
That's good. Hey, Rick's got a question on composting and leaves, I believe, on Facebook, guys.
You know, Rick sent me some pictures to my email
address. Thank you, Rick. Rick, you know, we appreciate you, Rick. You're a good listener, a good viewer. You ask a lot of good questions.
But he sent some really good pictures of fall color.
Oh,
all
boy.
The trees.
We talked about
color,
that last
right?
week.
Yeah. But his question is, are the leaves from some trees better to compost with than others? And how would you build a compost pile? Well, I think up in Oregon, any tree, any leaves are going to be fine.
Yeah.
Oak leaves usually make an especially good mulch, but all of them will be good.
The one trees that I feel... And it's not that they don't make a good compost, but when you have a majority in the compost, you can change things like pH or oil levels. And
eucalyptus.
Pine trees, eucalyptus trees, if you have too much of those items, it's not that they won't be a good – it's not that they won't compost. It's just it wouldn't be a great compost to use because then you could ultimately, wherever you put it down, change what's happening in the soil there. So as long as, What's the saying? Moderation, best practice. You know, don't just fill your compost bin of one thing. Would be something I would recommend. But I think that they all compost down.
Well, and also if you just Google how to build a compost pile, it'll tell you what proportions you should put in of green versus brown material.
Really?
Yeah.
And just because it's called green and just because it's called brown doesn't mean
that's
that things are brown that's what it is, or things are green that's what it is. Look at their descriptions, because what you're doing is you're mixing a ratio of what I would more say is more wet and dry material to make, because you could create a really wet compost bin which creates a soupy, boggy, smelly mess, or you can have a very dry bin which never begins the compost cycle. And you need that happy medium of a wrung out sponge style moisture
with some of the dryness.
Exactly. Okay. So if it's, for instance, those wet leaves, maybe it's rained, stuff like that, and you throw them in your compost bin, you know, some shredded paper, you get the stuff in the mail. What am I trying to think of it?
Junk mail.
Shredded up junk mail, things like that. You can incorporate that to help wick out some of the moisture and create that balance.
Oh, okay, it'll suck up the boggy, smelly moisture.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to do that. We all want to suck up boggy moisture.
Also, if you go to Facebook, there's a video called How to Build a Compost Pile for Dummies.
Yeah,
perfect. And, well, there you go.
Just a simple way to start a pile.
All right, break time. Again, just like Rick on Facebook Live, he posted his question, got it answered immediately. You can also email John at GardenAmerica.com or maybe check in with the telephone at 855-424-9825. On this Saturday, Garden America continues.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we continue to roll, no doubt about that, 35 minutes after the hour. Still about a half hour to go. And again, as Tiger mentioned earlier, we're going to be recording that podcast after the show talking about zones. What zone do you live in? What do zones mean? And we'll try to get that uploaded on Monday. Facebook Live questions. And in fact, that's the best way to do it. And Laura's got a compost question for you to answer, Tiger, I believe, or John, either one.
Yeah,
well, yeah, and Rick had a little one right before that, too.
Okay. And he was just asking about, is there any way to kickstart or to get the compost moving quicker? And there is, but an easy way is at a lot of garden centers, you'll go in there and they'll sell a product called Compost Activator, which is a mix of microorganisms and things like that that kickstart a compost bin.
So you're adding biology.
You're adding the biology to it to help the process get going. And that's a really quick and easy way to do that. I mean, you can do it yourself because these aren't items that aren't found out elsewhere, but it's just a nice thing that's already packaged.
I think Rick's going to have a lot of success.
The way that compost happens, I've seen T-shirts that said
compost,
that. Compost happens. The way it happens is the microorganisms that Tiger's talking about, they go through and eat the piles of leaves and green material and stuff like that and break it down into what eventually becomes the final product. Compost.
Yeah.
Right.
And so then leading into Laura's question, what is the difference between compost and mulch? Is, well, we would argue that compost is either broken down or material that is in the process of being broken down into soil. Mulch could be simply just material that you're using to cover soil or
prevent weeds or
keep in moisture,
right?
Yeah, or add a little bit of nutrient value to the soil, because mulch will eventually turn into compost and begin
You use as mulch, because you can use rubber as mulch.
That is true. Yeah, I always tell people I hate that rubber mulch. I mean, I get it. It's a good, I see why people use it, and I see value there. But I'm also from the perspective of, you know how many yards that I've pulled out with that lava gravel in? And that's the way I see it.
46?
That's the way I see it. It's like, oh, people put that lava rock all over their yard. Well, now we want to change it. What do I have to do? Pull out all that lava rock. And that's with the rubber mulch.
Rubber mulch is a lot easier to work with on your hands than lava rock.
But I still see that same thing where if they would have used mulch, shredded red mulch, bark nuggets, whatever, you could have just mixed it in and moved on. You don't have to remove all of that. If you ever want to use that yard again with mulch, that rubber mulch, you have to remove it. You can't just mix it into your soil. That'd be horrible. So, yeah, rubber mulch. Yeah, mulch doesn't always break down. I guess you're right. So, yeah, anyways, Laura's question, compost and mulch. Mulch would be more used for, let's say, like a blanket to cover your beds.
Right. And you can use compost as a mulch.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. But mulch is really just the covering, as Tiger says, the blanket that goes over the soil.
So hope that helps you, Laura. Thank you for the question. Another Facebook viewer. And, John, anything on
Rick also has another question.
Okay.
He wants to know, when our vegetable gardens are done for the season, what should we do with them now to get them ready for next year? Well, you can do several things. You can take all the debris out of your vegetable garden, rake it up, and put it in your mulch pile, use it for the following year. And this is kind of big in parts of Oregon. A lot of people will plant cover crops this time of year, and then when spring comes, they work them into the soil, just rototill them into the soil. And that's something you could do. You don't have to do it, but it's kind of a natural way of adding nitrogen back into the soil, you know, like by putting in some type of legume or something as a cover crop.
And when you say cover crop, bumper crop, same kind of same idea, right? Cover crop, bumper crop? Or is bumper crop different?
I thought bumper crop was a soil mix. What are you talking about as bumper crop?
No, that's what I thought they said was a bumper crop would be also the same thing as a cover crop. So adding the legume, what else do they use, oats or something, that helps rejuvenate the soil between plantings of seasons.
Never heard that referred to as a bumper crop, but the cover crops are like clovers and things like that you can just work back into the soil.
I've always heard that term bumper crop used like when you're really successful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, wow, I got a bumper crop of tomatoes this year or whatever you've planted, meaning a lot of success.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I must have got it wrong.
That's okay. I like to be right. I like to be right once a year.
Well, Kellogg's also had a bag of mulch that they called bumper crop.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably because it was so productive.
Yeah,
there you go.
But, yeah, the way that the cover crop works is basically it takes all the nitrogen out of your air and stuff and it puts it back into the soil, which is really good to do. Another good product to use in between plantings is the humic
acid
product. Yeah, you know, adding that because basically what you're doing there is adding all those available mycorrhizae and beneficial microbes back into the soil as well, which was taken out by your pepper or tomato or watermelon or whatever else you grew because they tend to use up so much nutrients. And that's why they tell you don't plant in the same bed year after year, aside from having things like nematodes and those developments, but also because the beds have been so depleted for nutrients.
No, the nutrients are gone.
But you can replace them.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Allow you to plant in the same place every year.
Yeah.
Hairy vetch is a good cover crop.
Harry Vetch?
Yeah.
I thought he ran for Congress years ago.
Oh, that's a band.
That would make that's a good name for a band.
Harry Vetch.
I don't think I've ever used a cover crop, but when I was in Portland Nursery probably had 12 different bins of bulk seed that you would just go in and scoop out and weigh whatever it was you were using as a cover crop.
Well, I feel it's good there and not here because – in order for us to grow, like for there, you drop seed and it just grows.
Right.
Right. Here, if you were to do that, you would have to take care of it just as much as if you were growing plants, meaning.
Well, unless you did it in the winter, right?
No, because even then you'd still have to water it. It was 88 yesterday.
I know.
It's 88 like, yesterday.
Come on.
I felt so hot and dry air yesterday. It was depressing.
What was yesterday, November 2nd?
Yes.
Or the 3rd, yeah.
No, wait a minute. What are we on?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 2nd.
It's my wife's birthday.
So people listening to us in other parts of the country
but
are like.
But the time changes today, and this is the last day of warm weather.
Oh, is it?
It's cold the rest of the.
Until Christmas when it's 88 again.
Yeah, exactly. Christmas Day. New Year's Day, right?
Oh,
so that's why we move here.
But that's and it is. And I don't mind giving up planting cover crop because if you were to grow a cover crop, you have to water it. You've got to take care of it just as if you were growing anything else.
You know, we have so much heat and hot weather. We just don't get a lot of rain. If there was more of a balance with the rain, I think we wouldn't complain about the temperature so much. It's just not only do we not have rain, it's hot and it's November. And if you're going to make it dark earlier, let's get into the fall and really do it seriously.
Yeah. I have a new product that we're trying in my yard for a company.
What's that?
It's a I'm not going to say so much about it right now because it's still brand new.
Right.
And we're doing a trial. But it's a company that advertises a drip tube that's always on. So
I think you talked about this.
It's always on. And
is this the one that I gave you the information on?
Did you? I don't think so. I think they solicited me.
I remember this conversation.
Okay. RDI, I think, is what they're called.
I'll talk to you about it after.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, a basic premise of this.
Yeah, is a drip tube that's always on in your beds. So you drop it in your bed about 4 inches below the soil.
You don't see it, right?
And you don't see it.
Okay.
And it just secretes water. Well, what's supposed to happen is it secretes water initially by itself. And it will create this wet area around the root balls of the plants and stuff. And then the plants will begin to know where the water comes from. And the roots will begin to grow towards this
right.
tubing.
Yes.
Well, eventually the tubing will get clogged with debris, minerals, dirt, stuff like that, and it won't release any more water. But what will happen is the plant's roots will absorb and latch onto this drip and then begin to suck water out of it as the plant needs it. So it's rather than having an irrigation system that turns on and off and you watering when you feel the plants need it, the plants are supposed to take water whenever they need
it. So it's built to be clogged on purpose?
Yes.
Oh. Well, there you go. We'll give you updates as they develop. One more segment coming up. It is 45 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for your Facebook questions. We do appreciate it. As you can see, we get to those and answer them as quickly as possible. We're going to take a break. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Brian Main for your Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. We're going to come back after these words.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to Mission Hills Nursery. For more info. Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
Okay, our final segment, just like that, 51 minutes after the hour. What's on your mind? Facebook Live. You can also call us at 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com. Any emails, John, up to this point that you can share with us?
Nope.
You think might be entertaining?
Nope.
Not a one?
Not a single one.
Wow.
But we do have Facebook comments.
Well, if we have some new ones.
We do.
Okay.
And Rick brings up, he said he wants to ask everyone what their best tomato was this year, since we've been talking about harvest a lot during the show. He said his was a Big Zack, grafted Big Zack. And he sent us pictures during the year, too, about how many tomatoes he was getting. And it was amazing. And
that's a bumper crop now, Rick. Congratulations.
There you go. But also, what I thought was amazing was, in my yard, I have a Big Zack tomato.
Mm-hmm.
That probably right now is... say 6 foot tall by 6 to 8 foot wide, hundreds and hundreds of flowers on
wow.
it throughout the year, and never one tomato. I don't know what I did wrong.
The worst.
So
I
the plant spent all its time on the leaves, right? Is that what you're
saying?
Well,
it's planted right next to other tomatoes that are just as big and have been fruiting like crazy.
Well, it's just being a rebel.
It's just Big Zack. I don't know what the problem was.
I'm just not going to give you tomatoes.
I mean, they're all planted in that 6-inch wide bed. So
yeah, come on now. Plenty of room.
Yeah, you should all be doing well.
Your huge bed that you made room for. Yeah. It is pretty funny. Anyway, get back to work on your lawn. Get the gophers out of there and keep up on it.
Laura says that her one and only tomato was an Iditarod red. She said it was delicious.
Mine was that Volunteer. I can't even name it.
You said it was so good.
My brother Dave, who is not a gardener.
Yeah, how was that progressing?
Who won the competition?
You know, no one's said anything yet to make it official, but I think that my sister and my niece did not do as well as my brother Dave.
Hmm.
He got lots and lots of tomatoes. So I think he's probably the winner by far.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Dave. Well done.
I know we're going to be transitioning the veggie pod. Are you done with it?
I'm done with it. We can make arrangements for you pick it up. I need the room.
Yeah.
In fact, I've got to cut everything back. I've just let everything grow.
Yeah.
And it's not good. So I got to cut everything back. You can take it to the
I'm going to take it to my house.
Okay,
I'm going to do leafy greens in it.
Okay.
When I get it.
And I'll get all the dirt out of there and stuff, and we'll Or do you care? The dirt's probably still good.
Yeah, the dirt's fine.
The dirt, it just
might just be easier to carry out, I guess. I don't know.
I guess maybe. So I'll make room. You let me know when you want to come by. Bring your Toyota.
Yep.
And we'll put it in the back.
Perfect.
Then I can get more room, and then I can start cutting everything back because everything's out of control. I mean, like, I feel like Steve in Simi Valley. I just, for some reason, growth is good.
There was some tomatoes, none in the live auction, but there were some in the silent. Did I say tomatoes?
You said tomatoes, yeah. Roses.
There were some roses in the silent auction that out of the can were like 4 or 5 feet. Like you walked into the room and you saw this spindly rose just almost touching the ceiling. It was so funny. I'm like, oh, somebody doesn't like to cut back.
Yeah.
Well, that was me.
It
and
was
the reason
John.
I didn't cut back was because there was a flower and I wanted people to see it. But also, those that were very tall that you noticed were on Fortuniana rootstock. And Fortuniana rootstock is so vigorous that it'll grow twice as fast as anything else. So that was part of it.
There's your answer.
It wasn't from your Dr. Rodin technique of you left it for the birds?
No.
You, is that your excuse?
No. Hey, Michael says that on Facebook that his zucchini wither at the end of the fruit, and he wants to know if it's too much water or too little. Hmm. And I don't think it's either one. I think it depends on, you know, we'd have to see the fruit. It sounds like blossom end rot to me. And
yeah,
they will get the same thing that tomatoes get, where the end of the fruit discolors and kind of withers. And it's because of a lack of calcium.
Yep.
So if you increase the amount of calcium, you should take care of that problem.
Calcification.
And
it's also getting pretty cold now, so it's a little too late to do anything.
Yeah, it's probably done is done. But and it's a good note to mention that because, I mean, you can have a lot of varieties of vegetables. That happens. When people think of blossom end rot just with tomato because it's a common thing
right. With
tomatoes. But that could happen with a zucchini. That could happen with a squash. I don't know if peppers.
Yeah, you can get it on peppers.
Peppers can get it. So it's some people see that and they think it's a watering issue or some kind of, it is to some ability a disease, but not from the sense of like a fungicide use or anything like that.
No, it's more a physiological reaction to the environment.
Yeah. So calcium is very important with those.
It's like when you're
fruiting.
Tired, you get an iron, if you have an iron deficiency, you're tired, you don't feel like you have as much energy.
Is that why I'm so tired?
Iron deficiency.
It's like a calcium deficiency.
You know, if I was a doctor, had a good sense of humor, I would be going over somebody's physical results. I'd say, oh, and by the way, you have blossom end rot. Can you imagine the look on their face? I have what? Yeah, blossom end rot.
Sorry.
You're rotting from the inside out.
Take these calcium pills.
There you go. What you got, John? Get a little smile on your face there.
No, my mind's going in all kinds of places.
Of course it is.
Can't be repeated on the air. Kathy mentioned that
super dwarf anything but.
Anything but, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what she meant by that.
I feel that
it didn't
none
do well?
Of, no, I feel that they grew bigger than what she expected,
My
Bush 506, which is 6 feet tall. Bush 506 should have been a squatty 3 foot tall plant.
Do you know what? I think there was an error in some of the super dwarfs.
Really?
One of the super dwarfs this year. And it was, which one was it? It was Rosella Purple, which is a super dwarf tomato and really good flavor. It does get a little bit bigger than the regular super dwarfs. But I think that by mistake, whoever sent the seed sent Rosella.
Which is
a cherry tomato that grows like 8 to 10 feet tall and is not a super dwarf. I think some of those might have gotten mixed up on that particular
variety. Are we done?
Variety.
We're done. How about that? Quick, huh?
Whoa.
Wow. There you go.
All right.
Time warp. Hey,
that's
thank you so,
so much.
Much.
More.
I want to thank Jeremiah keeping us on the air, our director and studio coordinator, and, of course, the entire crew. Excuse me. Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. My voice has to last because we've got a podcast to do. In a few minutes here, we're going to be doing Zones, and that'll be uploaded on Monday. Until then, have a great week. Get Growing America. Take care and be safe. Bye-bye.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk.